T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ridiculous song. It really is. All right, Jetta Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP on a day where, well, Andy Reid is back in the Super Bowl. He's been here once before as a head coach, of course, twice before as an assistant on Mike Holmgren's staff. So this will actually be the fourth time Andy Reid is coaching in a Super Bowl, second time as a head coach, second longest break as a head coach, only surpassed by Dick Vermeil from the first Super Bowl appearance to the second Super Bowl appearance. As John has pointed out today a couple times, probably not going to be the last Super Bowl appearance for him because Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable. And there's much to react to today, of course, at 888-729-9494, including Andy Reid back in the Super Bowl, whether you're happy about that or not. John and I certainly both are. But also, as we started the conversation about today, as it relates to the Eagles, and I've been higher on the Eagles, more optimistic about the Eagles certainly than John has been for a series of months now. Season's over, as we know, and all that, and who knows what would have happened if Carson had stayed in there and not taken the hit from Clowney. But I was pessimistic in my mind related to the Eagles while watching the games yesterday, because two things to me really stood out as it pertains to the Birds. The first is the greatness of Mahomes and how even the most optimistic Carson Wentz supporter, defender, whatever phrase you want to use, I mean, even the guy that is, like, in love with Wentz as an Eagle can't possibly think that Wentz is anywhere in the same stratosphere as Mahomes. Mahomes is light years beyond Carson. And watching that, I was like, oh, man, it struck me. It struck me the difference. The other thing that really struck me as it relates to the Eagles from the other game yesterday, the second game, was what I'll refer to as the roster dominance of San Francisco and how different the roster looks to the Eagles roster on a whole bunch of levels. Just tackling, yeah. Toughness, corner ability, physicality, speed. I mean, that roster, and by the way, it creates a very
speed
compelling.
Is huge.
Oh, their speed is unbelievable.
Creates for Kansas City and San Francisco.
Yeah.
Both.
Totally. Creates a compelling Super Bowl. But also for me, going to bed last night, I was – it's not like the whole thing changes, the Eagles thing changes yesterday. I mean, like, they weren't playing, they weren't going to play. And you're just watching two random NFL games, if you will, of course, important random games. But I did walk away from watching both of those games, and I felt a little less glass half full about the Eagles than I had been feeling before watching those games. Honestly, candidly, that's the big takeaway I had.
It's telling to me that Carson has, man, been all over the place in terms of progression and regression.
Right.
And that speaks to him as a player, but also to the way he's being coached. You know, is Doug Peterson doing the type of job Andy Reid is doing with Patrick Mahomes? Now, I think Patrick Mahomes, in terms of, you know, like a slab of clay, moldability-wise, he's got everything, every, you know, building block you could possibly ask for. I think Carson has a great set of building blocks as well. He's just a far cry from Patrick Mahomes for the injury reasons, but also, you know, hey, he hasn't been coached up. The bad decision making hasn't been quite coached out of him to the same degree mm-hmm. that it has Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, when he was coming out of college, it was, man, this guy could be great if he gets to sit and learn, and you know, some of these bad habits are taught away from him. And those habits have gone away. He takes what a defense gives him, but he also knows when to push it and when to go look downfield and make the big play. Like, it's just, he's got a great balance of everything right now. Carson Wentz is more uneven. But for me, the premier defensive positions, defensive end, cornerback, and then on the offensive side of the ball, man, the skill guys, yeah, the wide receivers, it's not even a comparison.
And just the power, San Francisco's power.
Wow.
I mean, it just, they're
the way they mash people. Well, that's another
mash
thing.
Mash people.
Watching us run inside zone 25 times compared to watching Kyle Shanahan run the power, the counter,
right,
all this misdirection,
yep,
stuff, inside zone, outside zone, with all sorts of bells and whistles attached to it. It's just, it's not the same. I'm tired of watching the same old with guys that are slower, weaker, and worse.
How about that?
And you know, yesterday was fun for me watching great football being played, but like you, laying my head down at night, I was just like, man,
right,
this sucks.
And you were already kind of there. For me,
yeah,
it was I moved on that yesterday. James, you think we're being too harsh on the Birds here?
Yeah, I do. Again, I mean, we've seen this again, the Niners were 4-12 last year.
That is amazing.
I mean, things can change in a hurry.
Yeah.
Again, 7-9, the Eagles in 2016. We had conversations about, should they get rid of Doug Peterson after 1 year?
Right.
Things can change in a hurry. And to John's point, like, yeah, I mean, Mahomes is special. He is a different class, but Carson Wentz is still really freaking good and has shown,
yeah,
the ability to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. In the NFL already.
Well, he's got
and
a
shot. And again,
yeah,
to his point, he has never had playmakers like Patrick Mahomes has.
Right. He's got a shot to be one of the best, there's no doubt. And he's played at that level before, although, as John pointed out, he regressed. But I hope from now through the start of the season, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, whatever it is until the next season actually starts, I hope we don't receive one call as a radio station talking about Wentz with the possibility of being the best in football. He can't be. I mean, unless Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, Carson
right.
Wentz cannot be the best in football. It is the same thing as how Charles Barkley couldn't be the best basketball player, Patrick Ewing couldn't, Karl Malone couldn't, that on and on. When Michael Jordan
yeah.
was in the NBA, those
yeah.
other guys had a 0% chance to be the best.
I am 1,000%.
The only
on
reason Hakeem
yep.
Olajuwon became the best player in basketball for 2 years is because Michael Jordan retired.
Yep.
That's the only way it can happen. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Matt. What's up, Matt?
It's new, fellas. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, but I just ripped my pants, Matt. Last 30 seconds.
Did you really?
Yeah,
what
I really
happened?
Did. I was fiddling with something in my pocket, and I realized my pants down my leg, you know, just my leg a little bit ripped.
Oh, no.
This is not good.
Oh, no.
Ripping the pants off.
Fortunately, I do have boxers on today. So
that's
good
news for everybody.
We're going to be all right. All right, talk
do
to
you
me.
Sometimes,
where'd
so
the caller go? The caller,
as compared to what?
I think you hung up on Matt.
I didn't hang up on
wait,
him.
You say you do have boxers on today
yeah,
as
some,
compared to what?
Yeah, high,
not having
high school,
underwear?
Yeah, high school years. A couple, yeah,
did
once
you really?
Yeah,
you used to
once
commando
once
it back
yeah,
in the day?
Every once in a while.
Did you really?
Sure.
Oh,
I don't.
God.
I mean, sure. Like
I don't. I honestly don't remember why, but I know I did. I don't know why.
When I was in college, I went with the jock strap. A few times.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Which is almost like commando. No, because, like, you know, you're in college and it seems like you got a lot of laundry building up. You're running out of underwear.
That's ridiculous, man.
I ended up coming up with the scheme where I would put my underwear on the pin that would get washed down at the football facility. So then I figured it out. But before I figured out that scheme, I was doing the jock straps.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Derek.
What the hell's going on
out
here?
I don't know. All right, our last caller just disappeared. So let's talk to Derek. What's up, Derek?
Hello. Hey, how y'all doing?
Great.
Wonderful.
I called at an unlikely time here. You whipped your pants like, wow. And I'm the next caller, okay?
Yeah, all good. Talk to us. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you, Patrick Mahomes is video game-esque.
Yes,
he's like
totally.
He's at a video game, man. It's
yep.
just, he's unbelievable, man. And he knows how to go. Now, can you? I want to say this to you. Nobody's saying how much of an injury he had, and to come back like you don't even like you've been injured, you know?
Right.
His movement is fluid.
Yeah, that ankle had gotten pretty.
It was a knee. Dislocated.
I thought it was the ankle. No? Oh, okay.
Dislocated kneecap. And wow, yes, he was. But even they talked about it during the game. I mean, even the first time they played the Titans this year, it was week 10. And that was his first game back from the dislocated kneecap. He couldn't move around the way he wanted to, and he still threw for 426 yards or something crazy like that. The guy is, man, he will go down in history as the great one.
Between him and Andy Reid, they should bring it home this time.
Yeah.
They really should.
Well, they're favored. You know, the opening, it opened with the Chiefs being favored, and that's
Well, I saw one spot where it opened even, and it moved to the Chiefs by a point and a half in about 2 hours.
Oh, I saw it open at Chiefs 1.5 is what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, it opened at Chiefs 1.5. Now it is at 1 in most books.
All right. What do you got here, Derek, for his best catchphrase?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, no respect, right?
No respect.
That's a really good one.
That is a good one.
That is a good
now,
one.
Now, the camera-ism.
Yeah, and that's a real true
catchphrase.
It's a legit
catchphrase.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone who repeatedly uses the same line. You know a line he also used, which has gone way out of fashion? But not a line as much, a word, bargain. He'd be like, oh, my wife, she's no bargain. Like, no one ever uses that term anymore. But
you're right. No one says bargain.
Yeah, like John Ritchie, he's no bargain to have to host a show with. Come on, man. You know, I might start bringing that one
Richie,
back.
Richie, I think you're a steal, buddy.
Bargain. I like that word. Thanks.
Bargain's good. No one ever uses bargain anymore.
You're right. They don't use it
in that
context.
Correct. Yeah, it's good context.
But it's a good word, too. I don't think people say bargain often in any context.
All right, let's apply it to Philadelphia sports. That Dorial Green Beckham, yeah, he was no bargain. But
no.
Then they'll also think it means economically. We don't mean economically. We just mean... You know, all right, traffic on the Schuylkill Expressway, that's no bargain.
Yeah.
Right? 888-729-9494. Also coming up, something else that's not no bargain. A sports theory I have, wanted to get to this segment. We'll hit it coming up next. Curious to see if you agree. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, when it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to a short list of qualified candidates, and you want to do it fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. That's right, Indeed.com. Post the job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, make sure you accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.